In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are on Volume 13, November 19th, 1921. And Jesus just told us about Mary on his right supporting him and Luis on his left supporting him. And he says basically, he's the one who has chosen his mother. He's the one that has chosen us, his children, his ministers, his army, his people. He says, I am everything for them and they are everything for me. So afterwards, I was thinking about what Jesus told me. And I said to myself, how can this be put into practice? And that's our question. Our question is, how do we do this? I mean, okay, this is what you're telling us. Lord, how do we put this into practice? And what's really essential is, he says, returning, he says, my daughter, in order to know the truths, it is necessary to have the will and the desire to know them. Okay, so to know this is you have to have the desire and the will. You have to, I have to do this. I have to become one with what Jesus, the Word, has told Luisa. So what does that mean? Very simply, you read, you study, you put this into practice. This is what God is expecting. So he says, it's necessary to have the will and the desire to know the truths. So he says, imagine a room in which the shutters are closed. No matter how much the sun there may be on the outside, the room always remains in the dark. Now, opening the shutters means wanting light, but this is not enough. If one does not take the advantage of the light to reorder the room, to dust it, and to put himself to work as not to kill the light which is given, and become that the soul will become ungrateful. Okay, so number one, where humanity is in a closed room. That's what Jesus is saying. And those Christians who want to know the light, which is Jesus, I am the light of the world, Jesus says, they open the windows, they open the curtains, the let the light in, the shutters, it's not keeping the light out anymore. Now it's open. And that's where Christians are. That's where Catholics are. The light is coming in. You go, wow, it's so beautiful out there. And you're looking out the window. You're going, wow, look how nice it looks out there. But it's limited. It's limited. But that's where most people are in the church and in the world as Christians. The fullness of this faith is not embraced. So Jesus says this. He says, opening the shutter means wanting the light, but this is not enough. If one does not take advantage of the light to reorder the room. Okay, so as Christians, we not only want to know that Jesus is the Lord, but know more about him. And as we get to know him, he shows us his mother. And we go, oh, I want to know the Blessed Mother. And then we look at all her apparitions throughout the world. We really study these. What is Our Lady always saying? Come back to my son. Exactly what she said in the wedding feast of Cana. Do whatever he tells you. These are the words of Our Lady in the Gospels. Do whatever he tells you. So as we put our life in order, okay, then we pray. Then what does the church tell us? The church tells us to make the sacraments and sacramentals our life. So we learn about the sacraments. Okay, confession. A lot of people don't understand confession. But when you begin to understand what the church teaches about confession, it's God wants to forgive us and forget our sins through the absolution of the priest. This is what Jesus set up. And the same thing with our dogma and doctrine as you enter into this. For, you know, the dogma that was given to us, the doctrine that was given to us is so essential. Look at Humanae Vitae, a beautiful document. And as the Pope said, if contraception continues, practice, abortion will happen. Euthanasia will happen. Look what's happening today. His prophecy is true. And so we have to get back to what is life? What is human life? Humanae Vitae. If we had said yes to Humanae Vitae back in the late 60s, we would now be living in the divine will. I really, truly believe. Because you have to learn, what is this human life? It's not what I want to do. It's the Lord is the Lord. What does he want? It's surrendered to him. So it says very, very clearly, Jesus says, I want you, he says, to open the shutters. He says, I want you to reorder the room. I want you to dust it. I want you to put yourself to work, not to kill the light, not to put stuff in front of the window, but as the light dies, you become ungrateful to this light that's coming in. In the same way, it is not enough to have the will to know the truths. Oh, I know Jesus is my Savior. But at the light of the truth, which illuminates it. So this illumination has to be in our brain. It has to be in our intellect, our memory, our will. To become aware of seeing things from a divine perspective. And he says, one does not try to dust himself of his own weaknesses to get rid of the passions. He says to reorder yourself according to the light of the truth that you know. And as you keep on studying, you learn more and more and more to put himself to work together with the light of truth, making of it our own substance in such a way as Jesus says that the light of truth, which we absorb may shine through our mouth, our hands, through our bearing. So this is what God is asking. He's saying this reflection of the sun has to begin in each soul. So he said, if we don't do this, he says it would be as if he killed the truth by not putting it into practice. So the three things: to read, to study, to put it into practice. The study is essential. It's not just reading. People have said, well, I've read the Book of Heaven. Well, where is it? Is it coming through you? Have you learned how to be Jesus with your family? Have you learned how to be Jesus with your neighbors? Or are you still you? And if you're still you, there's a lot to change. He is the new Adam. We have to become like him. She is the new Eve. We have to become like her. This light that God is giving us is to help us break free from this misery that we're in. So Jesus says, if you don't practice this, he says, it would be like a total disorder before the light. If we don't understand the sacraments and sacramentals, it's disorder. If we don't understand our dogma and doctrine, it's disorder. That's what Jesus is saying. We have a responsibility as Catholics to know the faith. Poor room full of light, but all messed up, upside down, total disorder. He says, with a person who does not take the care of reordering our life, each and every one of us have to be reordered. We have to follow the holy humanity of Jesus. We have to, anything that does not follow the holy humanity of Jesus, we have to go to purgatory to be purged of it. We can't get to heaven with disorder. Heaven is perfection. Heaven is perfect order, perfect harmony. And he's asking us, are you willing to begin to live this abundant life now? Now. Before you die. Are you willing to live heaven now? Jesus said, I rose from the dead so that humanity can rise from the human misery. It's not, well, everybody does this, so it's okay. No, it's not. It's to discipline yourself, order and discipline. He says, I want you to be part of my army. An army that is not disciplined is not an army. An army that doesn't have expertise is not an army. It's a group of people who are in disorder and will be conquered. Jesus is asking us this discipline. Okay, for example, prayer. Prayer in the morning. Prevening act, the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning. Actual acts throughout the day. That's what Jesus taught Louisa. Are we doing this? Are we putting this into practice? Praying the Holy Rosary so that our memory can be of Jesus and Mary. Are we putting into practice what Jesus has taught Louisa? The rounds. Are we praying the rounds? Or have we learning how to adore God and love God and praise God and thank God and glorify God with all of creation and all of redemption? That's our job, to participate heaven on earth. So Jesus says, if the room that's full of light is all messed up, upside down, total disorder, a person who does not take the care of reordering it, that means disciplining ourselves, how pitiful would it not be? Such is the one who knows the truths, but does not put them into practice. So to know the divine will, to study the divine will, to put it into practice is our job. It's our job. Well, I'm not like that. I don't remember things. I don't. People say that to me. I've got a terrible memory. I can't remember things. Okay, that's fallen human nature. But when's your birthday? When's your children's birthday? What day is Christmas? Well, you've got a memory. I mean, you remember things. People love to cop out. Well, I just have a bad memory, so I'm not going to study. I have a bad memory, so I'm not going to read. Jesus says, such is the one who knows the truths and does not put into practice is pitiful. Pitiful. Knows the teachings of the church and does not put them into practice. It's pitiful. Well, it really doesn't matter what they do. Yes, it does. And it's not to point your finger at them and say, you know, shame on you. It's to say, Lord Jesus, thank you for showing this to me. Now I know what to pray for. I want to pray that they, starting with me, learn this, study this, put this into practice so that you, Jesus and Mary, are everything. The new Adam and the new Eve are everything. I want to learn what you taught Louisa. I want to put into practice what you taught Louisa. Mary is your support on your right. Louisa is your support on the left. This is what James and John wanted. Let me be on your right and your left. Jesus said, this is for the Father. The Father knows who they're going to be. That's Our Lady and Louisa. We'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. We pray for all the little children of the holy divine will to become divinely healed, and we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you.